speaking on this program is Brother Gary Cawley.
Certainly, it's always a pleasure for us to discuss the truths of the Word of God with each of one of you. We began a study last Lord's Day on parents and children and the importance relation that they have one toward another. Certainly, if the parents have such a grave responsibility, and they are greatly appreciated. Sometimes, perhaps, they don't realize how much they are appreciated. Let me read to you just briefly from Psalms 127, beginning verse 1, where it says, "Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that built it. Except the Lord keep the city, watchman waketh but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Lo, children are a heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with his enemies in the gate." This, of course, describes the things which the children are a blessing to our lives. And yet we realize that the house, the home, must be reared up in harmony with the nurture and the admonition of the truth. When we build our house upon any principles except the principles of God, then we labor in vain. It will fall. Jesus talked about building our house upon the rock in Matthew 7. That is the rock of his teaching, the rock of his divinity, that he is Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. He said, "When the winds come and the rains fall upon that house, it won't fall, for it is founded upon the rock. But the man who builds his house on a foundation of sand," he said, "the rains will also come upon that. The winds will blow and beat upon that house, and it will fall. And great is the fall thereof." But do we realize that children are a heritage of the Lord, and that the fruit of the womb is his reward? Are you feeling rewarded for the children that you have? My friends, it's certainly important that we do. There's a message for parents in all things, but especially in the Word of God, because your children are watching and learning your every move. We discussed last week the great influence which parents have on children. I read this recently that is entitled, "When You Thought I Wasn't Looking." When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw you hang my first painting on the refrigerator, and I immediately wanted to paint another one. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw you feed a stray cat, and I learned that it was good to be kind to animals. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw you make my favorite cake for me, and I learned that the little things could be special things in life. And when you thought I wasn't looking, I heard you say a prayer, and I knew there was a God I could always talk to, and I learned to trust in God. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw you make a meal and take it to a friend who was sick, and I learned that we all have to help take care of each other. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw you give up your time and money to help people who had nothing, and I learned that those who have something should give to those who don't. When you thought I wasn't looking, I felt your kiss every night, and I felt loved and safe. And when you thought I wasn't looking, I saw you taking care of our house and everyone in it, and I learned we have to take care of what we are given. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw you handled your responsibilities, even when you didn't feel good. And I learned that I would have to be responsible when I grow up also. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw tears come from your eyes, and I learned that some things hurt, but it's all right to cry. And when you thought I wasn't looking, I saw you cared for me, and I wanted to be everything that I could be. When you thought I wasn't looking, I learned most of life's lessons that I need to know to be a good and productive person when I grow up. When you thought I wasn't looking, I looked at you and wanted to say, thanks for all of the things I saw when you thought I wasn't looking. We truly believe today that husbands and wives, fathers and mothers need to have commendation. We know that things are not always easy. We realize things get a little tough at times. But you know, really, that's what life is all about. When the things get tough, the tough get going, don't they? And that really is important. And what better way to express our appreciation to fathers and mothers than to say these things to you, how much we love you, how much we appreciate what you're doing. And, of course, your children will rise up and call you blessed because of the things that you realize are important in their lives. The things are representative that you do of the thinking of many Christians, and they remind us of our responsibility, our challenge, and of course our hope for the future. Mothers, we salute you. Fathers, we salute you. And if you want to know why, just keep listening. We love you first of all because God has committed to your trust and care the priceless gift of little children. They are, as we read a moment ago, an heritage of the Lord and a reward to womanhood. Psalms 127, verse 3. So we love you because God has seen that you were able to do this, and He put that trust and care into you with these priceless little children for you to bring up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. We love you, fathers and mothers, because little children are a blessing to all people. When they are brought up correctly, they are indeed wonderful blessings to all. Think how dull and insipid life would be without the sight and the sound of little children. They are examples for us in so many ways, aren't they? We need to observe their love, their innocence, their humility, their purity, their forgiving spirit, and we learn about as much from them as they might learn from us. When the disciples had a fuss in Matthew 18, Jesus called unto him a little child, set him in the midst of them. And he said to his disciples, except ye turn and become like little children, ye shall in no wise inherit the kingdom of heaven. Then again in 1 Corinthians 14:20, Paul said, brethren, be not children in understanding, howbeit in malice be ye children, but in understanding be ye men. And so here we find the exhortation of Paul. And parents, of course, can teach their children to grow up correctly, to grow up strongly, and to be what they ought to be, in love and innocence, in humility and purity, and in a forgiving spirit. We love you, parents, because we know how keenly and fearfully you feel about your responsibility to love and train and teach and nurture and provide for and to be the proper example to your children. In Titus 2 and verse 4, there we see, they that may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children. And when you're taught that, of course, it is so important that you carry out these things in your life. How fortunate Timothy was to have a grandmother and a mother that was far exceeding in the wonderful blessings of being good parents and grandparents. He said, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded in thee also. We learn here how keenly and fearfully you have made your children to feel in right responsibility as you love and train and nurture and teach them in the right way of the Lord. Of course, Proverbs 22:6 still says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart therefrom. You've shown your concern by taking advantage of the opportunities provided by the Church of Christ. That is to help you in your task. You realize they're a good influence upon the lives of your children also. And your example in attending all of the worship services of the church cannot be overstated. We love you, parents, because we know from experience how much your time and energy and patience it takes to go into these children that you're raising up in the right way. We know when you go to Bible study and worship services, it's not always easy. Yet it's worth it, isn't it? For the sake of the children and the Lord's church, please don't let up. So many are counting on you. And we love you because you're trying to guide little minds toward the goal of sincere and true mature worship and service unto God. Yes, it will not always be easy, but it is always right. And all of us who've tried to do the same know that it is not always easy to get up on the day just after you've worked all week, or when most, of course, have not been up all night with family difficulties as you may have had, and work and school all enter in, when you're still tired from a busy week, maybe not feeling exactly on top, but you're ready for Bible study and worship, your children see you in these things, and they, of course, have the proper example before their little minds. And when we hear little voices and shuffling feet during the services, don't be embarrassed, parents. It just means a young mother and father cared enough to make the effort to be present for these services. And don't give up, because God will bless you for it. It's always important that we understand and know what the will of the Lord is. So remember, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchers waketh in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early and to sit up late, to eat bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. And lo, children are a heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. We appreciate so much your listening this morning to the program. Certainly we want to encourage young parents, as they bring up their children in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord, not to falter, not to grow weary, but to continue knowing that in due season ye will reap if you faint not, Galatians 6:9. We look for you in our services today at the East End Church of Christ. Don't forget to be with us, and then, of course, be with us next Lord's Day for this broadcast. But until then, we bid you a pleasant good day.